USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. An urgent manhunt is underway across several states for 39-year-old Stephen Marlowe, a suspect in the killing of four people in Butler Township near Dayton, Ohio. Butler Township Police Chief John Porter had this to say.
Upon arrival, officers located multiple crime scenes with a total of four victims suffering from gunshot wounds.
And police in Ohio are also looking for two shooters after gunfire broke out outside a Cincinnati bar early Sunday morning. All nine injured have been released from a local hospital after treatment. At a press conference, Cincinnati Mayor Atva Puraval said controlling gun violence is difficult as people rely on guns to settle personal disputes.
And instead of backing away or instead of having a fist fight, because of the prevalence of guns in our community, they shot at each other.
I'm Tony Maruso. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Three grain ships left Ukrainian ports on Friday, while the first inbound cargo vessel since Russia's invasion was due in Ukraine to load, as Kiev called for the safe passage deal to be extended to other cargoes, such as metals. The July 22nd deal marked a rare diplomatic breakthrough as war rages in eastern Ukraine, with Kiev trying to rebuild its shattered economy after more than 5 months of conflict. The first grain ship left Odessa on Monday. You could win $2,500 chasing snakes.
More than 800 competitors will be rummaging through Florida's Everglades for the next week or so, looking for invasive Burmese pythons. The hunt began Friday morning and runs through Monday, August 15th. Cash prizes of up to $2,500 are available in both the professional and novice categories for those who remove the most pythons. There are also additional prizes for the longest python in each category. Each python must be humanely killed or hunters face disqualification. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Fox News Digital asked attendees of the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, a simple question in Dallas. What do you want at the top of the Republican White House ticket in 2024? Former President Trump, who has repeatedly teased another run in 2024, appeared to be the overwhelming favorite.
I want Donald Trump, and I want Ron DeSantis as vice president. DeSantis is the next generation, and it'd be great to have him in for 4 years, and then we get another 4 years or 8 years with him as president.
Trump, DeSantis, Cruz, I would take any of them.
I would like Trump to be voted as the nominee.
Donald J. Trump!
The Texas jury ordered InfoWars Alex Jones to pay $49.3 million in total damages to the parents of a first grader killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. Jones claimed it was all a hoax orchestrated by the government in order to tighten U.S. gun laws. And Karen Raschke, a retired attorney in New York, started getting her groceries delivered early in the pandemic. Each delivery cost $30 in fees and tips, but it was worth it to avoid the store. Then earlier this spring, Raschke learned her rent was going up $617 a month. Delivery was one of the first things she cut from her budget. Now the 75-year-old walks four blocks to the grocery store several times a week. She only uses delivery on rare occasions. Many are shifting to pickup. I'm Tony Maruso. This is USA Radio News.